Hachette Audio presents Eating on the Wild Side, The Missing Link to Optimum Health. Written by Joe Robinson. Read by Aaron Bennett. Dedication. I dedicate this book to all the researchers, food activists, and plant breeders who are working to preserve the genetic diversity of our fruits and vegetables and to enhance their nutritional content. Through their efforts, we can begin to reclaim a wealth of nutrients that we, unwittingly, removed from our diet over a period of 10,000 years. Introduction. Wild Nutrients. Lost and Found. Where do our fruits and vegetables come from? Not from the supermarket, of course. That's just where they are sold. Nor do they come from large commercial farms, local farms, or even our backyard gardens. That's where they are planted, tended, and harvested. The fruits and vegetables themselves came from wild plants that grow in widely scattered areas around the globe. Most of our blueberries are descended from wild, swamp blueberries that are native to the Pine Barrens of New Jersey. The wild ancestor of our beefsteak tomato is a berry-sized fruit that grows on the flanks of the Andes Mountains. Our hefty orange carrots are related to scrawny purple roots that grow in Afghanistan. When our distant ancestors invented farming 10,000 or so years ago,